Welcome back, everyone, to a new episode of Vandal Biz Talks. My name is Landon Cotant. I'm here with co-host Connor Zeff and two guests this time, JC Moniz and Mark Groza. And we're going to talk about the online BBA program here at the University of Idaho and kind of JC's experience with it. And
Just to start us off, JC, please tell us what was your sort of journey? I mean, just as a student, where are you from? Just starting off with that.
Awesome. This is actually my second time at University of Idaho. I came the first time in fall of 2016 and decided that I didn't know what I was doing when it came to school. And so I left and joined the workforce. I started working at a company called SEL. It's called Schweitzer Engineering Laboratories. It's an engineering company in Pullman. And I started working on the manufacturing floor. And I absolutely fell in love with the company and my work. And I didn't have any strong inkling to go back to school until about 2 years ago. I got really involved in leadership and I decided that I wanted to go back to school and get my degree. So I started to do in-person classes here at U of I, majoring in management and human resources. And then it became really overwhelming to try and balance going to school on campus and working full-time. And so I decided to talk to my advisor and they recommended that I join the online BBA program and change my degree. And it has been absolutely wonderful, and I've really loved it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that totally makes sense. It seems like a great sort of transition. What kind of is like your balance right now? Like, are you still working right now while you're, okay, yeah. So, I mean, tell us about that.
So my job is manufacturing supervisor at SEL. So I work about 45 hours a week. I manage production on a manufacturing floor. I have 20 employees. And so I do that. And then I also am taking 15 credits through the online BBA program. So I'm a full-time student, I'm a full-time worker. The balance is I'm a full-time student, I'm a full-time worker. That's about what I spend most of my time doing.
Wow, that's very impressive.
Yeah.
How has the online experience been for you compared to the traditional in-person learning?
Oh, that's such a good question. So I chose University of Idaho. I decided to come back to school. I could have gone to any colleges in the area because the company that I work for actually pays for your tuition if you qualify. And so I decided to go back to University of Idaho because I loved the community feeling of the campus. And so that's one of the things that really drove me to come to U of I was community. And when I moved to the online BBA program, I was worried that I was going to lose that. And so I've been really, really pleasantly surprised that the difference hasn't been tremendous when it comes to community or really the connections you get to build with people. That was one of the things that I was really concerned about. But I love the online BBA program because there's that flexibility there, but you still get that feeling of being a Vandal and feeling like you're a part of the Vandal community.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of the big things that I was actually going to ask about because, obviously you're not on campus all the time for classes. You're virtual. How do you connect with other people and get that Vandal feeling?
That's such a great question. So some of the stuff that I do is I make sure that I stay connected with my advisor, reach out and ask questions. And I try to connect with my teammates as well. Through the BBA program, you do get opportunities to work in group projects. And that's such a great time to build connections with people. And then you can kind of use those connections to build your network. The online BBA program is full of professionals, people who are working and going to school. So you really just get to learn about all different industries and all different sorts of people with different job titles. So you really get to kind of build those connections that way.
It sounds like you're able to kind of stay connected with all the essential resources that come with being at a college.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. But what's the most challenging part about studying for an online degree?
I would say the most challenging part is making sure that you stay disciplined in your work. It is really easy to push it all off to the very, very end of the due date and try and cram everything into the very last minute. But the way that these classes are structured through the online BBA program, you really do have the opportunity to stay on track and not let yourself get behind and work on stuff in a measured way.
Is it on Canvas? Is it through Canvas?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
I want to ask, in terms of the classes, do you feel the classes are useful, or do you feel like you're learning from things that you can apply to your work and things like that?
Absolutely. I feel like they're super helpful. And I feel like it goes both ways. It's really nice because you can take what you've learned in industry. Like, for instance, I'm a leader. I work on a manufacturing floor. I have a lot of experience that way. So when I've taken classes like leadership, I've had those really good opportunities to take what I've learned out in the workforce and apply them to what I'm learning in class. But also I get a fresh perspective outside of what I'm used to, whether it be different people with different ideas or just different content that I usually don't consume. That's been a really, really cool part.
Kind of going over to Mark Grozo over here. Can you give us an overview of the program as a whole?
Yeah, I definitely will. I'll introduce myself briefly. As you said, Mark Grozo, I'm a professor here in the College of Business and Economics, and I'm also the online program director. So I kind of direct or help manage the online BBA program. So essentially, it's a fully online program that students like JC can complete from really anywhere in the world. You know, most of our students are in the Pacific Northwest, although we do have students from all over the country, no internationals yet. Essentially, it is very similar to the curriculum of our online program. I'm sorry, from our in-person programs. I would say the biggest difference between our in-person BS, Bachelor of Science in a specific discipline, marketing, management, finance, et cetera, is the business administration degree is a little bit more broad. So you're going to take a couple of classes in all sorts of different disciplines within business. So you're going to take a couple of accounting classes, a couple of marketing classes, a couple of operations classes, as opposed to really concentrating on one specific area like we do in the BS programs on campus. So you're definitely going to get a wide variety of business classes in this degree. And as I said, it can be completed completely online, remotely from wherever you happen to be or wherever you happen to moving from. I will say, like JC said, she's working 45 hours. Almost all of our students, I would say all of our students are working substantially more than 30, 40 hours a week. So that is a neat kind of student body profile, which is a little bit different than our BS students. They're all working, they're all professionals, they're all managing life, the complexities associated with working full-time, and a lot of them are going to school full-time, and some not. So that's kind of a general overview of the program.
Well, you know, just the fact that, you know, you can be working full-time and do this program, it sounds to me like it runs smoothly, like it's very accessible, and that's cool.
Yeah, I want to ask as well, so you mentioned the program. I mean, it's very broad in terms of, like, rather than keeping it very honed in, do you see it kind of like giving students the ability to be more honed in on various aspects of business? Or do you think it's better that it's more general because these students have such a, like you mentioned, they have heavy workloads. So maybe if it was so specific, they wouldn't be getting the most out of it.
Sure. I will say that the students do have opportunities to pick up certificates in different business areas. And that is kind of their opportunity to hone in on a specific area. So currently we have 5 certificates that students can achieve or earn even before they graduate. So they don't have to wait until they accumulate the 120 credit hours. They can get an undergraduate certificate in specific areas before they graduate. So again, for a student that's part-time, it's nice to kind of earn that badge before graduation. So that's the opportunity that they have to kind of hone in on a specific areas. Right now we have technical program management, which is sort of like the operations area. We have sales management, which is, you know, sales, enterprise systems integration, which is more of the IS area. We have business leadership, which obviously, like JC said, she leads a team of people. So I think that's going to be really useful for her. And then we also have an applied finance certificate. So those are our 5 certificates right now, and students in the program select 4 of those 5, and some will complete all 5. So that's kind of that concentration area.
Wow, no, that's incredible. I guess I'm just a little curious in terms of the program itself, and maybe JC, you can talk about this too. How would you say it's like specifically different from, I guess, the in-person? Because I feel like, I mean, working that amount of time while also doing school, because I mean, I'm taking 15 credits right now, and there are times where it's like, wow, like this is a lot. So I can't even imagine also working full-time along with that. So it's like, what are the differences between like how it's like taught?
Ooh, That's one of the best parts about this is that it's asynchronous. So you don't have to attend class at any certain time. You don't have to make your way to campus. And you can kind of do what you need to do when you need to do it. For me, I work a swing shift schedule. So I work from 2:45 till 1:30-ish generally. And so that makes it really hard for me to kind of meet with people who work that regular 8-to-5 schedule that you'd see people typically work. So that's kind of the advantage, is you can do what you need to do when it makes sense in your schedule. The other fantastic part is that a lot of the online BBA program classes are 8-week classes and not your traditional 16-week. Not having to focus on 5 different things at once, but instead focus on 3 different things at once makes a huge difference on trying to manage everything. You're trying to do more for one subject versus a little bit for every subject. So I'm currently taking 2 8-week classes, and then I'm taking a 16-week class. And then when my 2 8-week classes are up, there's early semester and then there's late semester. So then later in the semester, I'll take 2 more 8-week classes.
Yeah, and that structure of sort of compartmentalizing those 8-week classes really help because, you know, it allows students to, and professors for that matter, to concentrate, you know, to place more concentration, more emphasis on fewer subjects. So, you know, if you're working full time, if you're juggling that and you're taking 4, 5, 6 different classes at the same time, that's a lot. But if you can reduce that number to 2, maybe 3, I think that really helps. That compartmentalizing helps to really concentrate and focus on sort of fewer subjects, but more emphasis on those subjects.
No, I mean, that totally makes sense in my mind. I feel like, I mean, you know, you already know how busy you are. Obviously, work isn't something that you can change and alter. So I think that's the best way to do it, by having your school allowing you to work around what you already have to get done.
And really, one of the other benefits of these 8-week classes, again, early semester, late semester, and in the summer as well, is many employees work at firms that are cyclical, right? And they may be really, really busy. So the farming industry is really busy, maybe late spring and early fall. So during those sessions, they'll take fewer classes. And maybe during the winter session or that January to March session, they'll take 3 classes, right? And maybe that allows more flexibility with the scheduling to say, hey, I'll take 3 classes when I'm not that busy work. And when I'm super busy, maybe I'll just take 1 class, or maybe I'll just not take any of that 8 weeks. So it allows a lot of flexibility in terms of scheduling, and I think that's really important for folks that are working 40, 50 hours a week.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there do you have to complete it in 4 years, or is there a year limit?
Yeah, I was just about to ask that.
There's not. It's not a 4-year limit. I mean, you know, it's just like any degree here. You need 120 credit hours. You need to, you know, do all your general education requirements, your English, your math, etc. There's no time limit per se, as long as you're consistently taking a class toward that. You know, I would anticipate on average it would take, you know, 5 to 6 years to complete the degree, although some students can really, you know, continue that full time and get it done in 4 or maybe even less than 4 years.
And I didn't start out taking 15 credits by any means. I really worked my way up to being able to handle this. And if I could ever give any advice for anyone who is thinking about going back to school and managing these two things, it's be gentle with yourself. Start out little and then work your way up to taking 15 credits, because you definitely have to learn how to do that again. Learn to go back to school again and learn how to manage working and going to school and having a life. I'm married. I have a cat. I definitely have stuff going on outside of work and school.
Yeah, 15 hours is a big, big load. I mean, you know, if you're working full time, probably 12, maybe 9, 12 is good. But as JC said, last semester she took, how many did you take last semester?
13.
And you were comfortable with that, and you said, hey, let's try 15 and see how it goes, and we'll see what happens next semester if you want to continue with that or back down. So again, there's flexibility in terms of the credit hours, and obviously summer's always an option too.
Oh, you can take classes over the summer?
Yeah, it's there's basically 5 terms, 2 during the spring, 1 in the summer, and then 2 during the fall. So we do expect and anticipate most of our students to take a summer class or 2, again, to kind of keep in the groove of things. Obviously, if summer is really busy personally or professionally, then you could take that summer term off. But it's kind of, the classes are offered in a 12-month window, right? All 5 of those terms. So we do, you know, I think a good pace would be to take 2 classes every 8-week term. So that would be 30 credit hours, right? You're taking 12 in the spring, 6 in the summer, and then 12 in the fall. That's 30 hours. That's full time. And you could, at that pace, complete your degree in 4 years pretty easily.
Yeah, the summer classes would definitely help to make it a lot more doable, spread it out a little bit more.
Exactly, yeah. And keep you in the routine. You know, taking 3 or 4 months off is tough, especially if you're have all those other distractions of work and life and kids and all those things.
You know, and I think if you know that it's like, if you're not held to a specific sort of time constraint, I think that's a great way to do it, because it sounds like this program is very much like, it knows life happens and it tries to work as well as it can around you and your schedule. And I think that's great that it takes the time to like, okay, like what do you have going on and how can we help you and how can we help you get to where you want to be?
And I think that's a really important part of like the success of this program is that University of Idaho has awesome faculty, and especially the College of Business has awesome faculty. So I know that I'm always supported by the people that are, by the faculty that are running the classes that I'm in. If I'm ever struggling, if I have questions, I have had nothing but wonderful experiences when I've reached out and asked for help. And I think that's one of the magic of this program is the people who teach it as well.
Yeah. Oh, then Mark, I want to ask you, are there any things that you wish, anything you want to see different to the program or things like in the future that you're like, hopefully that we can add to it or change it in any sort of way to make it more applicable to people?
Yeah, I think, you know, I talked about those 5 certificates that we have. I could anticipate in the future, depending on where the demand is, to expand those beyond that, to have a few more areas and options for students to kind of specialize in wherever that may be and wherever the demand is. So I think that's one area that I see. But I'm so glad to hear, JC. And one of the differentiators of our program compared to some other online options across the country is all of our classes are taught by University of Idaho faculty who reside here in Moscow, who teach in-person classes, who teach in the online program, who are fully engaged in the community here at the University of Idaho. They just happen to be teaching these classes that are really targeted towards students from all over the country that cannot be full-time in-person students or even part-time in-person students. Like I said, we don't have any students in our classes that are on-campus students. All of our students are distance ed. They have to declare themselves as being on that kind of distance campus. So, you know, in terms of the future of the program, like I said, I think just expanding those certificates and kind of understanding some maybe more areas of concentration, as you asked earlier about, you know, having an opportunity to hone in on a few different business areas is one area that I could see that the program would evolve.
Nice. Where could people go to learn more about this program?
So our website is the best spot. Just go to the College of Business and Economics website and search online programs, and you'll see the Bachelor's of Business Administration program there, as well as our different certificates that we offer in that program. And my contact information is there, and certainly reach out to me. I really like to get on the phone and talk to students, prospective students. So if you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to talk about paths and options and things like that. That's why I'm here.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Mark and JC, for coming on and telling us about your experiences as well as the program. As Landon mentioned, if you are interested in this program, just go online to the website and we will come out with more episodes in the future. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.